Wow, what an awesome worship, inviting the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill us, enable us to live as witnesses. Wow, fresh fire, fresh anointing, reminder that He is here. Ruach Elohim. The Spirit of God is truly in this place today. So good morning, everyone. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. Whether you're here in the house or listening to the replay online, we're grateful you've taken the time to join us. Today's a little unique. It's the morning after our clocks fell back, so most of us had the chance to enjoy an extra hour of sleep. I hope you're feeling refreshed and had time to enjoy your coffee or tea, as I usually have, this fine morning. If you're like me and you just go to bed when you're tired, you might not notice much difference at all. Myself, I was actually up what we would consider early, around 6:30, where I usually get up at 7:30. So I'm refreshed. I'm ready to go. Hallelujah. But if you're listening to this on the replay, then you might not know as much difference at all, because you're, this whole time thing is completely irrelevant, right? But in any case, praise Yahweh, the one true God who gives us rest and whose mercies are new every morning, no matter what the clock says. As we step into this day together, ready for what He wants to do among us, let's open in prayer. Abba Yahweh, our one true God, we thank You for gathering us today across miles and screens to grow in Your word and presence. Still our hearts in these next moments. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to receive the fullness of Your truth. Let Your Spirit guide our teaching and our understanding. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Amen. So today we're going to be talking about lawlessness and legalism. You know, neither one is good. If you've ever tried walking a narrow path with a ditch on each side, you know how tricky it is to stay upright. If you veer to the left, you can fall into one error. If you drift to the right, another kind of trouble waits. In the same way, following Yahweh, the one true God, is like walking a narrow road. Today, we're looking at the dangers of falling to either side, falling into lawlessness or into legalism. So we're going to anchor ourselves in Galatians chapter 3. Here, Paul is writing to the early followers of Yeshua in the region of Galatia, a place where the message of freedom in Messiah was being threatened by extremes on both sides. Here's how he starts in Galatians 3, 1 through 3, and I'm reading from the Tree of Life version. O foolish Galatians, who cast a spell on you? Before your eyes, Yeshua the Messiah was clearly portrayed as crucified. I want to find out just one thing from you. Did you receive the Ruach by deeds based on Torah or by hearing based on trust? Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Ruach, will you now reach the goal in the flesh? Remember, Ruach means spirit. So Paul is writing to a community struggling with tension on both sides. On one side, there are those who want to set aside the Torah, which is the instructions and teachings of Yahweh. They believe it is no longer necessary, or that it holds no place for followers of Yeshua. Many believe that today. You will hear that in many of the mainstream churches, that the law no longer applies to us because Yeshua died on the cross. But this approach is what we call lawlessness, a mindset that says the commandments do not matter now that Yeshua is come. On the other side, there are those who believe that the only way to be truly accepted by the one true God is to perfectly perform every commandment found in the Torah. This is known as legalism, where people try to earn Yahweh's favor through their own effort, focusing on rule-keeping rather than trusting in the work of Yeshua. Paul's addressing a group of followers of Yeshua who feel pressure in both directions. Some are tempted to throw out Yahweh's teachings altogether, forgetting the importance of his righteous standards. Others are convinced that strict observance is the only way to belong, missing out on the gift of grace and the relationship offered through Yeshua. This tension is still alive today, and we need to look at what the scriptures actually say so we do not fall into either trap. The Hebrew word for lawlessness is avon, which means iniquity, rebellion, and willful disregard for Yahweh's instructions. In Greek, the New Covenant uses anomia, which literally means without law, ignoring or dismissing the ways of Yahweh. Lawlessness says, since Yeshua fulfilled the law, I can do whatever I want. Grace covers me and everything. Maybe you've heard someone say, we're not under law, we're under grace, which is biblical, but without understanding, it quickly turns into an excuse for living any way we please. Yeshua himself warned against this in Matthew 7:23. Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you workers of lawlessness. Lawlessness is a heart posture. It's not simply breaking a rule. It's living as if the one true God standards don't matter. So what is legalism? On the other side is legalism. The Hebrew word for law is Torah, meaning teaching, guidance, instruction. Legalism twists Torah into a ladder to climb to prove our worth to Yahweh. Legalism says, if I keep enough rules, Yahweh will owe me. My works make me righteous. Paul gives us a warning in Galatians 3:10. For all who rely on the deeds of Torah are under a curse. For the scriptures say, cursed is everyone who does not keep doing everything written in the scroll of the Torah. Legalism is exhausting. It makes us focus on checking every box instead of trusting in the finished work of Yeshua, our Messiah. So, what's the problem with both? Both lawlessness and legalism leave us separated from Yahweh. Lawlessness leads to what some call cheap grace, where our lives bear little resemblance to his holiness. Legalism, on the other hand, leads to pride, to bondage, and to harsh judgment, where we end up trusting in rules rather than relationship. In the end, both of these errors leave us empty of the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, but hungry for true life. So what's the answer? Paul continues in Galatians 3:13-14. Messiah liberated us from Torah's curse, having become a curse for us, so that through trusting, we might receive the promise of the Ruach. Yeshua didn't come to erase Yahweh's teaching. He came to fulfill it, to bring it to its true meaning and power. As he says in Matthew 5:17, do not think that I come to abolish the Torah or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Yeshua is the Word made flesh and embodies the Torah. By his Spirit, we are empowered and required to live for Yahweh, reflecting his holiness and love. The command, be holy for I am holy, wasn't just for ancient Israel. It's an unchanging call from the one true God to all his people. In Leviticus, Yahweh says plainly, you shall be holy for I, Adonai your God, am holy. That's Leviticus 19:2. This Hebrew word for holy is kadosh, which means set apart, different because of relationship with Yahweh. Some people think holiness means perfection or outward separation alone, but true holiness starts in the heart and overflows into how we live. It's Yahweh's own character, compassion, integrity, love, faithfulness, shining through his people. This is not just an Old Testament idea. In fact, the New Testament makes it clear that this call still matters for everyone who follows Yeshua. Peter directly quotes Leviticus when he writes to new believers scattered across the world. But just like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves, also in everything you do. For it is written, Kiddushim, you shall be free, for I am Kadosh. That's 1 Peter 1:15-16, once again in the Tree of Life version. Yahweh's standard has never changed. Holiness isn't about legalism, trying to earn Yahweh's acceptance by our works. Nor is it lawlessness, living as though the teachings of the one true God don't matter. Holiness speaks of being transformed from the inside out, living in such a way that people can see the goodness and purity of Yahweh in us. Paul says that in Messiah, we are chosen for this very purpose. He chose us in Messiah before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. That's Ephesians 1:4. And in Hebrews, pursue shalom, peace, with everyone, and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. That's Hebrews 12:14. Did you hear that? Pursue peace and holiness. Wow, think about that a minute. No one will see the Lord unless they pursue peace and holiness. But it's not how we earn our salvation. It's how we work out our salvation in fear and trembling. We're saved through grace, free gift from the Lord. But because we are saved, we want to, out of love and relationship, live holy and keep the law. And he empowers us to do so by writing it on our own hearts. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the one true God, doesn't just comfort or inspire us. His presence makes us holy, shaping our character to be like Yeshua, empowering us to live differently. We are not left to try and be holy by our own efforts. Instead, Yeshua supplies what we need through his own spirit dwelling within us. Holiness is not a burden, but it's not about pride. It is a gift and a calling. The holy life is one of nearness to the one true God, bearing fruit that draws the world's attention, not to ourselves, but to Messiah Yeshua. Now, let's take a look at what this looks like in practice, right here and now, on a daily basis in our lives. So, what about real life? How do we walk the narrow path? Neither lawless nor legalistic. Because we are to stay on the narrow path that leads to life. not the wide one that leads to destruction. Well, first, let the Ruach HaKodesh guide you. When you trust Yeshua, the Spirit of the one true God comes and lives inside you, shaping your desires to match His. Galatians 5:16 says, "Walk by the Ruach, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh." Did you get that? We have to listen to the Holy Spirit in us and obey His promptings, His guides, His leading. And not walk in the flesh. Walk by His Spirit. And we're to love Yahweh and love people. Yeshua said in Matthew 22:37-40, "You shall love Adonai your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." The entire Torah and the prophets hang on these two commandments. This is the response when being asked, "What's the greatest commandment?" This is what he said. Love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind, and love your neighbor and yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two, loving God and loving people. And then we need to stay humble. Remember, it's not your performance. It's Yeshua's faithfulness. That faithfulness calls us to say no to sin and yes to the way of the one true God. Not by your strength, but by His Spirit, as it says in Zechariah 4:6. This is the word of Adonai to Zerubbabel, saying, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my Ruach, says Adonai Zavot." Adonai did not just say it to Zerubbabel. He is saying it to us today as well. It's not by our might. It's not by power, but by His Spirit. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. He will empower us. He will help us if we will choose to listen, learn, and obey without argument or delay. Then we will have a happy day. Amen. So you're not walking this path alone. Yahweh, the one true God, fully understands the struggle we face as we try to remain faithful while avoiding both lawlessness and legalism. In His great love and wisdom, Yahweh revealed Himself to us through Yeshua the Messiah. After Yeshua's resurrection, Yahweh poured out His own Spirit, known in Hebrew as the Ruach HaKodesh, to dwell within us. Spirit is not a separate being, but rather Yeshua living in us and empowering us. His very presence is given to those who trust in Him through baptism. This is the promise that Peter speaks about in Acts 2:38. Yeshua does not leave us as orphans. He fulfills His promise to never leave or forsake us. Through His Ruach, His Spirit, He is with us, even to the end of the age, just as He said in Matthew 28:20. This is incredible freedom when we walk in this relationship, faithful and obedient, guided by Yeshua's love and enabled by His grace through His Ruach. We do not have to rely on our own strength. Instead, the one true God Himself gives us the help we need as we follow in the footsteps of Yeshua and let His Spirit shape our hearts. Let's not stumble into the ditch on either side. Neither lawlessness nor legalism can produce real life. Only a true relationship with the one true God through Yeshua by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh will. Amen? Is this hitting home with you? Are you getting it that the law has not been done away with, but keeping the law does not save us? We still must live holy and follow in Yahweh's character. But we're empowered to do that through the Spirit. So we don't have to earn our salvation. We have it. But we do want to live holy lives out of love and relationship. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Abba Yahweh, thank you for your living word. Deliver us from running into the arms of either lawlessness or legalism. Fill us afresh with your Spirit. Write your Torah on our hearts. Make us a people who reflect your character, not because of anything we've done, but because we're made new by the faithfulness of Yeshua. Let your love and truth shape us, guide us, and set us free. Set us free to live holy without sinning, so that we can be blessed. We want to walk in the blessing, not the curse. We don't want to trample on the goodness of Yeshua. He shed precious blood for us, and that's an awesome sacrifice he made. Then he rose from the dead and came to us in the form of his Holy Spirit to empower us to live as he lived, holy and righteous lives. He fulfilled the law, but he didn't do away with the righteous commandments to live holy. Help us, Lord, understand these truths and to walk in this truth. Choosing to be different from the world, not looking like the world, but being different. We don't do what the world does. We don't live by the flesh. We don't satisfy our own desires. We certainly don't make excuses. Live however we want by claiming we are not under the law. We're not under the punishment of the law because we've been forgiven. Yeshua paid the price. But we want to honor him in love and relationship and living the way he showed us to live. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us this and enabling us to obey. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today at Lots of Love Ministries. May Yahweh bless, keep, and guide you as you walk faithfully with him this week. And as always, may there be shalom in your home.